Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmer and rancher delegates to the American Farm Bureau Foundation's 101st Annual Convention on Tuesday adopted policies to guide the organization's work in 2020 on key topics ranging from dairy to labor and climate change to conservation compliance. Delegates also re-elected American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval and Vice President Scott Vanderwall for their third terms. Vanderwall served as chair of the meeting on behalf of Duval, who is grieving the loss of his wife Bonnie. Delegates updated labor and immigration policies, emphasizing that we must see significant changes to the H-2A program. While AFBF has long had policy in place to ensure an accessible, competitive guest worker program, the updates address problems with the adverse effect wage rate and emphasize the importance of year-round program access to all of agriculture. AFBF looks forward to working with Congress on efforts that align with these policy objectives. After a year-long process to review ways to modernize federal milk marketing orders, AFBF's delegates voted to support giving individual dairy farmers a voice by allowing them to vote independently and confidentially on rules governing milk prices. The opportunity to vote on milk pricing rules, along with other proposed changes to marketing orders, will form a strong foundation to guide the organization during future reform efforts to better coordinate milk supply and demand in the U.S. Delegates also voted to support the creation of a flexible farmer and industry-led milk management system. There are significant new policies on conservation compliance. Delegates called on USDA to significantly improve program transparency and due process for farmers. They specifically prioritized changes in USDA's processes for wetland delineations and the appeals process. Delegates also adopted a new policy supporting the repeal of swamp buster provisions. The changes highlight growing frustration with conservation compliance practices within the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Delegates voted to support allowing a higher THC level in hemp, giving AFBF staff the flexibility to engage in discussions with regulators about the appropriate legal level and to increase the window of time farmers are allowed to conduct THC testing, acknowledging the many questions about how the testing process will work and the potential for backlogs. New policies are on the books supporting science-based climate change research and the documentation of agriculture's tremendous advances toward climate-smart practices. Delegates also made clear they want federal climate change policy to reflect regional variations, and they oppose a state-by-state patchwork of climate change policies. Beyond policy changes, delegates also elected members to serve on the AFBF Board of Directors and National Program Committees. AFBF President Zippy Duval and Vice President Scott Vanderwall were re-elected to two-year terms. David Fisher, President of the New York Farm Bureau, Sean Harding, President of North Carolina Farm Bureau Federation, and Randy Crone, Indiana Farm Bureau, were elected to fill one-year terms on the AFBF Board of Directors. 13 other State Farm Bureau presidents were re-elected to two-year terms to represent their regions on the board. Hydroside Systems LLC is the winner of the 6th Annual Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, becoming the 2020 Farm Bureau Entrepreneur of the Year. AFBF, in partnership with Farm Credit, announced the winner at AFBF's 101st Annual Convention. Hydroside Systems LLC produces hydroelectric and irrigation technologies that provide cost-effective solutions for small to mid-sized farms. The company has received a total of $30,000 in prize money to help grow their business. Idaho Farm Bureau member Dana Moore led the Hydroside Systems team for the challenge. Innovative Agriculture Technologies LLC won the People's Choice Award, which is decided by public vote, and receives a total of $25,000 for their business. North Carolina Farm Bureau member Matthew Parker led the Innovative Agriculture Technologies team, which aims to streamline the pine straw harvesting process. AFBF presented its highest honors, the Distinguished Service Award and the Farm Bureau Founders Award, to Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas and Barry Beshear, respectively, during AFBF's 101st Annual Convention. Roberts has served Kansas in the U.S. Congress since 1981, first in the House of Representatives, then in the U.S. Senate. He is the only member in history to serve as chairman of both the Senate and House Agriculture Committees, leading bipartisan coalitions to pass 8 farm bills. Roberts has a long record of bipartisanship on ag issues, highlighted by his public commitment to work side-by-side with Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, to pass the 2018 Farm Bill. Barry Beshue served as the vice president of AFBF from 2008 to 2016 and is known as a tireless worker, mentor, and fundraiser. He served as Oregon Farm Bureau president and on the AFBF Board of Directors, Executive Committee, and Trade Advisory Committee. He is a firm believer that farmers and ranchers should get involved in education and the policymaking process. America's farmers and ranchers received a second round of good news last week with Senate approval of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. At a time when farmers continue to face strong economic headwinds, the agreement is expected to increase U.S. agriculture exports by $2 billion. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said this trade agreement comes at a critical time for farmers and ranchers, increasing optimism that will turn the corner in 2020. USMCA is an important step toward restoring the competitiveness of America's farmers and ranchers, strengthening our trade relationships in North America, and setting an example for agreements with other important trading partners. The USMCA is expected to result in a $65 billion increase in gross domestic product. Canada will increase quotas on U.S. dairy products, benefiting American dairy farmers by $242 million. Canada will also treat wheat imports the same as domestic wheat for grading and pricing. The United States and China have signed a long-awaited Phase 1 trade deal that, as expected, substantially addresses trade in food and agricultural products. Under the agreement, China has signaled it will purchase and import on average at least $40 billion annually of U.S. food, agricultural, and seafood products. However, the main text doesn't provide much description as to how that figure will be achieved. The potential to achieve average ag exports to China of $40 billion seems obtainable, and it is certain that the U.S. will have to fight for market share in order to achieve the export goal, with a product mix that may be different from what the U.S. has exported in the past. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.